This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. For the second time this week, we hear the story of Herod's ruthless killing of the infants. The same Herod who maintained his power by the cold-blooded murder of anyone he considered a threat. We listen to this text in light of the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Her death plunged Pakistan into turmoil with widespread rioting. Centuries separate these two events, but similarities of violence and destruction abound. The beauty and hope of the night of Christ's birth, the one named the Prince of Peace, is juxtaposed with the violence and cruelty of Herod's action. And we walk in the midst of both events, trying to make sense of them. This text, found only in Matthew, interrupts any thought of a settled family life for the Holy Family. Dreams dictate immediate movement, fleeing into Egypt. We feel the fear and anxiety, the terror and violence, the dislocation and fleeing from harm. This story is about evil and its cunning ways to wreak murder upon the innocent. This feast of the Holy Family is placed so close to Christmas to remind us of the power of love and care in the midst of crisis. Many things are needed to hold a family together: hard work, commitment, love, and trust. And many threats may present themselves over the course of a lifetime. Sometimes even monstrous threats can overwhelm a family. Joseph and Mary faced such a dilemma. They were uprooted from their home and driven into a foreign land. They knew the distress of homelessness and being out of contact with loved ones. Today's feast puts us in contact with the vulnerable and displaced, with persecution and exile, with those considered other because of language or custom or appearance. For a number of years, I was blessed to experience community life in a safe house for abused women. Women who fled abusive situations with their children and only the clothes on their back. They wanted to start over and have a different life for themselves and their children. These women showed me strength and hope and grace under great difficulty. They showed me how to begin again when life was tough. As we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family today, we remember all immigrants and displaced persons. We remember the promise of the Incarnation, that God is in all things and with us through it all, in illness, assassination, poverty, homelessness, and war. God's presence is not extinguished by Herod's dark deeds then or by assassinations today. Let us be willing to start over as Mary and Joseph did, as we remember that Emmanuel, God, is with us always.